So tonight's training is called the Ross Call. And I'll get a little more into what the Ross is in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to introduce myself and Kristen. Some of you know us and some of you don't. But if you know us, this will be redundant. Anyway, I'll start with me. I got into this mainly, let's see, because I'll give you a slightly different twist on it, because I was a communication expert and a relationship failure. Okay. So anyway, I guess one of the big things that happened for me was, it's hard for me to tell the same thing on each call, but it really was a turning point. I had an older brother that really was, I didn't get along with him a lot because we fought a lot. I hated him at some level, and he was my role model because it looked like he knew what was going on in the world. He had all the women. He had the success. He had the attention. He was smart. He was sort of the James Dean bad boy. If good girls wanted a bad boy, that was my brother. He was a race car driver. And then what happened is he tried to change his life. He tried to actually fall in love rather than date five women at once and drive them crazy. And he ended, it was so painful, the transition was so painful that he ended up killing himself. And that started me on my journey to learn what is it, how to, you know, there's this expression that says, if you want to be successful, learn how to communicate with other people. If you want to be happy, learn how to communicate with yourself. And what I realized is he, on the outside, looked successful, but he really didn't know how to communicate with himself, and neither did I. And neither did I in relationships. So what I started a long, long journey of studying communication, and I studied with a lot of people that are pretty famous out there. Bob Proctor from The Secret, Tony Robbins, The Firewalker, who's written a ton of books. Richard Bandler, the originator, or one of the originators of neuro-linguistic programming. And then I stumbled on something about 10 years ago called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. And that was the turning point for me. I flew to Sweden to study with him. Now he comes to the States. But I flew to Sweden to study with him. And it's transformed the way I look at my life and relationships. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And we're going to talk about some upcoming teleseminar workshops that I hope that all of you get on. I hope that tonight you go, wow, this is really exciting. I want to master it. And it's like, you don't master communication in one phone call. It's really a commitment. It's a series of exercises and transformation. And that's what we hope that you'll get excited about and want to join us in. So that's me. Kristen, do you want to say you?
Sure. I came to this via more of an academic route. I'm a high school English teacher, taught English as a second language for a long time, taught at an at-risk high school. When I was in college, I studied literature and philosophy because I had a pretty painful upbringing in kind of a middle-class way, you know, living in the burbs and everything, but a very unhappy mother. And I sure thought when I started college that I was going to read something that was going to give me the answer to the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. And I was really disappointed when I had my philosophy degree and really still didn't know the meaning of life. But that got me started. So I've always been interested in stuff like this. And then I met Paul, and he took me to a training with Marshall Rosenberg, the creator of Nonviolent Communication. And I just love this stuff. And I had also been through numerous relationships without much success. I have three divorces under my belt. So I had tried, mostly I was going for cross-cultural relationships. So I had married a guy from Africa, and then I married a guy from Mexico. So I speak French and Spanish fluently, but not much success in the relationships. So when I met Paul, I started studying this. I was really excited because it's given us a way to talk to each other and a way for me to communicate through all these things that if I had been able to communicate through before, I can see now that maybe, I think the first divorce would have happened anyways, but the second one or the third one could have been halted.
I'm so glad that they weren't.
Thank you.
A little selfish there.
So that's how I came into this.
Great. Now, did everybody get their study guide? There was a study guide that came with it and a set of questions. Did anybody not get that? Okay. So let me just give you a little bit of a background on it. The Roth. The other day I was working on my computer, my laptop. I am not really a computer geek. And so my Norton antivirus came on and basically took over my computer. It uses up a lot of memory. It was doing a total scan of my hard drive. And everything slows down, bogs down, and basically it hijacked my computer, even trying to help me. So what it made me think about is inside a computer, like in an Excel program, when I have my Excel up, I can only see a very small part of the overall program on the screen. So when you look at like a program like Excel or something, you can only see maybe 1/10,000th of the program. It's just this tiny bit, and the rest is invisible to you. And it's sort of the way we are as human beings. When we meet somebody, and we've got a whole lifetime, a whole history in the past, and when we meet them, we're only getting to see one small part of it. But the important programming is the programming that's hidden. And so the idea here is, how do we make the invisible visible? Is your Roth running your relationship? Is it ruining your relationship? Are you running your relationship? Are you present right now? When upsets come up, are you coming out of your past and your old Roth? Are you coming out of the present? And when I'm saying ROS, it's sort of like computers have DOS, the disk operating system. And I don't know if I've got the description exactly right, but just think of it metaphorically. The computer has the DOS. That's what operates the computer when you're not running a specific program. It helps boot it up. It organizes it, keeps it going. For us, we have our ROS. And the ROS was designed originally to help protect us. But let me ask you a question. How many of you would be really excited if I said to you right now, special deal just for this group only, I am selling a program for you to run your computer that's only 20 years old, and I'm selling it for $5. What a bargain. So how many of you would be really interested in getting a computer program from 20 years ago to run your computer?
No.
Not so much.
And this is where I need your participation. How many of you would be excited about it? Any of you? How many of you say no?
No.
No. No.
Why not?
Because it's out of date.
It's what?
Out of date.
It's out of date. And what would it do to your computer?
Probably slow it down.
Slow it down, crash it. Would it run the current programs?
No.
So the thing that I'm looking at here is, think about it. We have a computer program that's running our relationship that's not 20 years old. For some of us, it's 40 and 50 years old. That's when we got programmed about relationships. When our parents, when we were growing up with our parents, we watched what they said, what they did, what they experienced. We got programmed in our areas around sex, around money, around honesty, around relationship, around intimacy. We're running, most of us, unless you know a lot, and I know Kim knows a lot about computers, so she could reprogram her computer. But unless you know a lot about computers, whatever program you were given when you bought the computer is a program that computer is going to die with. And the problem is, the program I was brought up with, the given by my parents, as much as they love me, they gave me a crappy program for relationships. My dad's thing was, the best defense is a strong offense. So anytime my mother brought up an emotionally charged issue or an important issue, he was very what? offensive. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine what that does to the intimacy and honesty in a relationship? And who wants to be vulnerable when somebody's going to take the vulnerability and use it against you? So my parents got a wonderfully painful divorce, not because they stopped loving each other, but because their Ross got in the way. It destroyed their relationship, and they did not have the communication tools to move through it. So, Kristen, you want to talk about what the Ross is?
So the Ross is basically it's your conditioning, your habits, your behaviors from the past that come up into your relationship right now. So I know for myself, my mom was always really kind of scared about money, and there were always issues around money at the house. And I was blessed with having that issue, too. So when sometimes money will come up as an issue around here, I go right back into the old fears. And it has really, a lot of times, it has nothing whatsoever to do with Paul. He's a generous guy. He gives me a lot. But my fear about money doesn't come from him. It comes from what I learned when I was younger. And so he's always, poor guy, he's always confused when I start attacking him about money. And he's like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't match reality. A lot of time those things don't match reality. It's because it's old. It's that old stuff coming up from back then. And a lot of times what we'll do is we're so scared about those old things that we'll look for things in our current environment to protect us from those old, old fears. And so, you know, all Paul has to do is just mention money in a conversation, and I'll go, aha, I knew it. You're going to leave me stranded with, you know, no money somewhere. So that's how the Ross comes up into our relationships right now. Where do you want to go from there, sweetie?
Elephants.
Elephants? I'll do elephants. One way that there is a story that Paul told me about the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and apparently some time ago they had these circus elephants in a tent, and they were tied with just a rope around their ankle, around their foot, to a post in the center of the tent. And these are these huge, I mean, massive elephants. Then the tent caught on fire, and the elephants didn't know. They had been taught since they were babies. As babies, they were chained to something immovable, and as babies, they couldn't move it. So whenever they had a chain or a rope around their ankle as a baby, they would try to move, and they knew they couldn't. Well, they got so conditioned to the fact that they couldn't move when they had that rope around their foot that during the fire, they didn't even try to move. And if they had just, one of them had just moved a foot away from that pole, it would have pulled the whole structure down and they could have escaped. But instead, it was really tragic. They all died from that. But it just shows you how intense your conditioning can be. And we know about women who stay in abusive relationships, and that's a lot of it coming out of their conditioning. And they can't, you can't, it's hard to just kick that stuff. Even though you think you're an intelligent adult, that stuff can really, really run you. So it's going to benefit us to identify what those things are from our past and label them and be able to talk about them so that they don't ruin our current relationships.
So how many of you can relate to what we're saying here? And there's a long silence. Nobody can relate to the Ross? How many? Let me repeat.
Totally understand.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I want to make sure we're on the right track here. Because I can tell you, Kristen had three divorces. Just so you know who you're dealing with, I had one divorce and two broken engagements. So if you're looking for people as coaches that have had the perfect nirvanic relationship where they married their high school sweetie and have been with them ever since, we're not your people. We're the people who've made every possible mistake and hopefully have learned with it and been able to kind of lay it out so that other people don't have to do it. What did you call that today, Kristen? The M word?
The M word.
Yeah. Monitor.
Monitor.
First thing we got to do is learn how to monitor. That was the five mistakes. So that's the report you're going to, or the ebook. We've taken, it was a series of emails, but now we've taken it and put it into an ebook, and it's really been expanded on. So you get to monitor what's going on, and then you get to modify it, and then you get to put in the magic. So we live right on a river, and I can look out there, and today we're looking out and watching the trout swim around, and there's this expression that says, we don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't fish. And normally I can hear the laughter ripple through the group, but why is that an important thing? It's because the fish are so immersed in it, they don't even know that there is a thing called water. And if you think about it, with human beings, we've been around, we were around, I don't know, 10,000 years or more around this thing called air. And we didn't even know there was this thing called air for about 10,000 years. Now, here in beautiful Colorado, you can see it in Boulder. You drive in town and there's so much pollution coming from Denver and Boulder, you now know that you're in air.